your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
People are knocking at the door. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
kicking in.
That's right. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Amy from Sodus. What up, Queen? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are good. Romeo picked out his Halloween costume yesterday. And my husband, took the win 13-0 in darts. Have a great day, guys.
Guy's a beast on the dartboard.
You got to get on that dart league. You got to do it.
I know. My brother's been trying to beat me in darts for the last 4 years. Can't do it.
Unstoppable.
I'm too good. I bet you I can beat Amy's husband. I crush him.
He's like 17 feet taller than you. He probably just tosses it and it goes right there.
His arm is 17
feet.
Arms are
so long.
He just places it in the bullseye every time.
So tall.
What did Romeo pick out to be for Halloween this year, Amy? It is back.
I know.
I was going to ask you, yesterday we had the big weigh-in yesterday live on air.
Yeah.
Was everyone so proud?
Who?
Your friends, your family.
Nobody reached out.
Oh, okay.
Nobody.
I've been thinking about it ever since. Nobody reached out. Not even your cousin?
No, I don't know if they heard it.
Probably send it to them.
Breezy brought her scale in yesterday, and it was a very vulnerable moment, but weighed me on the air live. And what started at 215 pounds back in 6 months ago went down to 199 yesterday.
Yeah, it was insane.
Oh, we crushed it.
It was, it couldn't have been better.
Let's go! This is how we do it!
It couldn't have been better. The Biggest Loser music and all.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was so good.
The big reveal.
The huge reveal.
Yeah, but went for a nice 2 mile run yesterday. Just a nice jog. You had to be outside yesterday. I feel so bad. Like, I stopped at the bank, and the teller, the first words out of her mouth was like, I can't wait to get the hell out of here.
Is it nice out there? Yeah. She's like locked and chained behind the desk.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice. It's like, okay, I get out at 4.
Amy says he's gonna be a dinosaur. And literally the others were telling Nate the same thing as you, Breezy. He's at an advantage for sure for being so tall. Who else is here? We have Katie. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good today because I'm going out to dinner with my girlfriends from high school who I haven't seen in 5 years.
Wow, you guys are gonna get after it tonight. Can we get 4 lemon drop shots?
Yeah, let's go.
We know what happens after those lemon drop shots, do we not?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Something else drops. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are up this morning. I'm just feeling really like a little brain fog this morning.
Perfect.
I don't know. Maybe it's got to be from that melatonin gummy I took last night.
Before. Not that different than any other morning.
Yeah,
both of us just like,
tell me about it. I know. But the weather's going to be nice. We're creeping up on Friday. It's going to be a fun Halloween weekend. A lot of Halloween parties this weekend. Where's everyone going? I haven't been on a hayride in 14 years, 13 years, something like that.
Mm.
I think it's time.
You got to go out to Spencerport or wherever
it
is.
I know. But other than that, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. As you know, I'm healthy. I'm ripped.
Nobody said ripped. Nobody said that.
The muscles are bulging out of my t-shirt. How are you doing? What's up with your vibes?
Good. I'm pretty much recovered from yesterday. I felt horrible because it was so nice out and I was sleeping all day because I left work around like 12:30 and my head was just throbbing. I was like, why do I feel this way? I got my flu and COVID shot at the doctor on Monday. So
yeah. Breezy and I had a phenomenal photo shoot yesterday on the rooftop of downtown High Falls.
Yeah.
In the parking garage there.
Yeah.
So,
it was fun.
Props to our boy Chris.
Chris Berry absolutely crushed it. We can't wait to get those photos back. Thanks for coming and shooting us in our new studio and all of the things. So yeah.
Some of you guys have probably noticed there's a lot of people that just do not stop at a stop sign on a bus. When those school bus drivers come to a complete stop and they pull that stop sign arm out, mm-hmm. people just fly right through it.
They do.
And this week is National School Bus Safety Week. I think it's the third week of every October. But we'll tell you why the Rochester City Council voted unanimously yesterday to enter a new agreement with Bus Patrol to actually start doing this. People got to be careful out there.
They do.
Got kids to protect.
Fully.
So we'll tell you what happened yesterday and what you can start looking forward to if you violate that school bus stop sign. That's coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY Mornings. Stay there. All right. Sabrina Carpenter, my girl. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. That was called Taste.
Love.
We do love it, do we not? Welcome back to the show, you guys. So it's National School Bus Safety Week. And because of that, the Rochester City Council voted unanimously yesterday to enter an agreement with Bus Patrol, a provider of school bus safety camera services. And what they're going to do is start installing stop arm cameras on school buses to crack down on people who do not stop at school buses. And you know someone like that. This is how my buddy failed his road test in high school. Drove right through it.
Mm.
The lady was like, you failed. He's like, well, we're just getting started. According to the state, an estimated 50,000 vehicles illegally pass school buses in New York every single day. I don't really know why.
They literally blast through it. They're like slamming kids' heads on curbs. Like, it's just, it's not good. It's okay. Not good at all.
That's very graphic. Okay. Anyways, Bus Patrol is installed in over 11,000 school buses across New York State. And Randazzo, guy in charge of the program, he says the goal is to get students on and off the bus safely. Well, that's always been the goal, has it not?
Mm-hmm.
And to hold reckless drivers accountable. So buses will be able to catch drivers in the act when they pass a school bus while the stop arm is out. So New York, they legalized the use of stop arm cameras. This was all the way back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Now the city of Rochester has established a local law to use them to charge penalties. So the cameras are not doing facial recognition. Don't worry about that. But the tickets go to the registered owner functioning more or less like a parking ticket. You'll get that in the mail. The fines are for being caught illegally passing a school bus. First violation, $250.
Jeez.
Second violation, $275, which in my opinion is generous. $300 for a third violation, and then an additional $25 fee if you don't respond to the fine. And those will rack up. But here's the good news. Statistically speaking, over 90% of people who get one violation in the mail from the bus patrol program, they do not repeat the offense. 90%.
No.
So
I would hope not.
Watch out for buses and kids.
Yeah. And word to the wise, watch out for those school zone speeds as well. You don't want to get popped in a school zone.
No, you do not. They're catching people left and right. So, yeah, be on the lookout for kids crossing the road and pay attention to school buses. Coming up on the show, should men pay for dates because women spend way more time and way more money prepping for them? Hair, nails. Oh, I got to buy a new outfit. That might cost me $75.
Makeup by Mario Pal, it's like $30.
We got to break this down for a second. Men used to pay for dates because it was just how the world worked. Then people wanted to start going Dutch because, you know, it became about equality.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the real reason guys should still pay, women say. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Welcome back to the show. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Should men pay for dates because women spend more money prepping for them?
It's the question of the hour, right?
Well, let's break this down. Men used to pay for dates because it was just how the world worked, you know?
Chivalry.
It's a gentleman thing to do. Then going Dutch became more of a trend because
equality.
That's right. But is this the real reason guys should still pay. A woman in New York went viral for saying she refuses to split the bill. After that bill comes, don't even look
at me.
Her card is not coming out of her purse because she's already spent way more money prepping for that date. See what I'm saying? Right. She lists things like she got her nails done. She bought a new outfit. Meanwhile, the guy's probably showing up in what he wore to work that day. Take a listen to her social media video. This was on TikTok. It was shared and viewed thousands of times, but 585-252-9800 if you agree with what she's saying. Take a listen.
I refuse to split the bill on dates because I'm actually splitting the bill before I even get to the date. Let me explain myself. Regardless of the cost of the check at the end of the date, I am spending money to show up. As soon as I have a date scheduled, I book a cycle bar class. Then I get my eyebrows done. I see Kaylin at Bespoke Brows because I am not bringing a unibrow to happy hour. And even though I don't think my date cares about what my hands look like, I feel the need to get a manicure. This Japanese gel manicure was $75 whole. There are so many different factors that go into me preparing for a date, like me even checking for my gray hairs. Like simply showering, doing my hair and makeup, and picking out an outfit could be 2 hours. Meanwhile, the guy hasn't had a haircut in weeks and shows up in the outfit he wore to the office. I look amazing. I bring my killer personality. I spent all this time and money to get to the date. I am not taking my credit card out once I'm there.
Not the $75 whole on the Japanese manicure.
Whole dollars. Now, to me, this is whatever. I could care less because I'm someone who always pays on the first date. You can't possibly tell me as a guy you expect to leave a good first impression on a first date if you ask to go halvesies.
Right.
You're not, I mean, you're not 1 year into the relationship where you're splitting things with one another. This is the first date. Just handle it. Just take care of it. And the only problem I have with this woman in this video is...
it's the entitlement. I don't know.
Well, no, listen. I get what she's saying. She's whining the entire time about how she does this and how she does that to look great before the date. But she looks the exact same way she looked when she woke up. She woke up in the morning.
I'm like, telling you, one cycle class isn't going to change much.
What's changed?
When I book a date, I book a cycle class immediately. Like, it's not going to change that much. And if a cycle class isn't in your routine already, okay... you only cycle when you have dates? I don't know. Something's
well, listen, great. You got your nails done. I think that's great. So now what? You expect a $700 meal at Nobu? I mean, kick rocks.
But I also feel like these are things that you want to do for yourself to put your best foot forward. And in that video, it's giving off the vibe like, I'm doing this for you. It's like, are you doing this for him? Or are you doing this so you feel good and you feel like you're presenting yourself in a way that you want others to see?
Right. Well, here's the thing, too, is that this guy doesn't know she's doing all that, you know? So now she's like, well, look at what I did and to have to get ready for this date, so you owe me.
And is she going to tell him? Because if she tells him, that's super tacky and weird, because if she did, he would probably respond with like, oh, that's, no, you didn't have to do any of
but
that.
But I do, like, all joking aside, don't get me wrong, I love a woman who pays attention to detail and puts in effort into wanting to look nice. I love that. You know me. I look down before I look up. Oh, you got your toes done? That's wonderful. However, there are men also that just enjoy when a woman offers to help pay for the bill on the first date. Just as much as women love when a guy picks up the bill, a man loves when a woman takes the time to offer to help pay, even if she doesn't mean it. We don't want you to pay, of course, but it's just nice to hear you offer. You know, I'd like to hear from some guys on this.
There's just a lot of back and forth, a lot of like games and riddles that go into all of this. And like, I've never really had to experience it because I don't date men.
Well, listen,
you're
a girl's girl too. And you take a lot of pride in presenting how you look, especially on first dates.
The way that I look at it is like, if you're right. If I ask you out on a date, I'll pay. But if you ask me out, you'll pay. Like, whoever's asking someone on a date is going to pay, I think. But we have a bunch of different generations in the room here. So let's throw it over to intern Hannah.
Okay, Hannah.
Hello.
Let's hear what you have to say. Should men pay for dates because women spend more money prepping for them? Don't tell us what you think we want to hear. Be straightforward.
I think Breezy's right. I think whoever asks the person on the date should pay.
Regardless of gender,
doesn't matter. I know I always offer to pay. I, like, honestly pay most of the time or split it. Well, most of the time I don't realize I'm on the date, so I, like, pay anyways.
How do you not realize? How do you not?
It's happened a couple times where I'm just like, think I'm hanging out.
Oh,
like,
oh, right.
And then when they offer to pay, I'm like, oh, this is not what I thought it was. But
so you show up in sweats and they're in a tux?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out, honestly.
Oh, my
but
God.
I think this woman does not need to, like, she doesn't have to do her nails. I'm glad that she's doing it, like, more power to you. But because you do your nails, you don't have to pay, like...
That it doesn't equate.
It doesn't equate at all. I think.
Well, if
asked,
you saw the video, they were her nails before the nice. Date were pretty ratchet.
Oh,
so it's very nice of her to spend that $75.
I just think it's wild because, like she said, I mean, we're kind of in lockstep on this. Like, are you doing this for me or are you doing this for you?
When you look good, you feel good.
That's what I think, right? So if you're doing all of these things for self-improvement, self-care, self-love, why is that on the other person? I just think these are two completely separate issues. Like, I don't think they equate. I don't think you getting your nails done and getting a blowout equates to you automatically getting a free meal. I think you should be getting a free meal if somebody's asking you on a date, regardless of whether you showed up in sweats or a ball gown.
Right. Joe says, well, if I'm paying for the full date, then I better be getting some afterwards. So, hey, thank you so, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe.
Right.
Hey,
Joseph,
how you doing?
Joseph. This person says, I'm all about paying, but it's not necessary that they spend all that money to prepare. Just take a shower, put some makeup on, and a decent clothes. We'll be good to go.
Yeah, I think we can all agree. We've all had terrible first dates. And a lot of times showing up to that date, you have no idea yet. If you want to be romantically invested into that individual, it's an interview process. And so going all out like that is nice. It's great for you. And I'm sure the guy appreciates it. But there's no promises a second date's going to happen.
What I loved in that video was her being like, I showered. It's like, I hope you would shower. I don't think that's something.
You just spent an hour on a bike.
Right. Like, what?
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy. 73 for the high today with sun. Somewhat of a heavy message this morning for parental. We got this message from a listener by the name of Sue Ann, and she believes her 15-year-old daughter is in an abusive relationship. And I think this is extremely relatable because, at that age, you don't have much dating experience.
Right.
If you yourself has ever been in a situation like this, when you were younger or you have a child who's been through it or going through it now, please reach out. 585-252-9800. You can call or text us on that number. And one of the reasons we do this segment is to help other parents, maybe even teens, sometimes with their dilemma that they're facing. And we get this message on our PXY Facebook. And Sue Ann writes, hi, Moose and Breezy. In a situation right now that has been emotionally taking a toll on me with my 15-year-old daughter. And I'm writing in because other parents need to pay attention and be aware of what an abusive relationship looks like when it comes to your child or your teen. My daughter's 15 years old. Her boyfriend is 16.
Mm-hmm.
He's not great. There's a large amount of red flags along with him, constantly making my kid cry. He tells her how she should dress. He calls her names. Then he love bombs her when he wants to get his way.
Damn.
His family is very conservative, very religious, loves anything and everything Trump, and they do not like me as I am the polar opposite of them. So speaking with them is kind of off the table.
Sure.
At 15, I feel like as a parent, I should put my foot down and be like, hey, no, this is not right. I'm stepping in and this is done. I'm not allowing you to be gaslit, abused, and manipulated by some 16-year-old boy, but also I don't know if this is the right course of action to take. He's pressured her into sexual things, trash-talked her career choices, ran off so many of her friends. I mean, the Jeez. List literally goes on, and she isn't very receptive to anyone talking to her about this. That's half the reason she dropped some of her friends, because they would call out his BS and tell her, hey, this isn't right.
Right.
And I've tried explaining all of this to her, and every time I say, hey, you don't deserve that, or you know that's a big red flag, she makes excuses for his behavior. I'm lost, and I don't know how to parent this situation. I have no other parental figures in my life, so I don't really have anyone else to ask or seek advice from either. If anybody can guide me in the right direction and help me handle the situation, I would be so grateful. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. This is a tough one today.
It is a tough one. People are already coming out of the gate hot. This has absolutely nothing to do with Trump and what they believe politically. Okay. She was just saying they don't see eye to eye on most things, but okay.
And that's fine. I don't know if that all of a sudden, though, should mean talking to this kid's parents is out of the question. I get you guys are polar opposites, but if you think your daughter is in an abusive relationship, especially with this kid, mm-hmm. you got to figure out how to put a stop to it immediately. Mm-hmm. And if that means going over there and knocking on that kid's door.
We talk about this all the time about like reprimanding your kid or forbidding them. And the issue with that is it only sometimes drives them closer
yeah.
to whoever it is that you're trying to get them away from because they feel alienated by you or called out or picked on by you saying like, no, you can't be with this person. And then it just drives to them closer.
I mean, this 16-year-old sounds like every teenager anyone's ever wanted, just punch in the face.
I fear that with the lack of dating experience on her daughter's end, because obviously you're young, you probably haven't been in that many relationships, if any at all, for her to look at this and think it's normal.
Right.
And this be her projected future for years to come. And be like, oh, well, that's okay, because that's what it's always been. This person says, as someone who's been through a former abusive relationship starting in high school, I would absolutely get some professional help. Having had that be the norm for me for such a long time at such a young age resulted in a lifetime of insecurities and unhealthy relationships. Teach her now. I beg you on behalf of your daughter.
Yeah. We need some suggestions, guys. That's why we asked for the phone calls this morning, is because so many teens go through this and half the time their parents don't even know they're going through it.
Right.
They may think their kid is just dealing with mood swings.
Right.
When in reality, they're in this toxic nightmare of a relationship.
I think it's good for Sue Ann to call it out so early on. I think my biggest suggestion, so you don't look like the bad guy or end up creating friction in your relationship with your daughter, is like get her a therapist or a counselor to talk to.
Yeah.
Because that's like a third party. That's somebody who she can feel judged by and it not hit so close to home, which a therapist is not going to judge you. They're going to help you through it. But
that's the best safe space someone can have.
Right.
Hi, guys. This is Kaylee from Spencerport. I recommend you call your local DV center. Domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get advice on how to reach her. They may also know some good child therapists experienced working with kids that tune out all the voices of reason around them in favor of their abuser. I'm so sorry you're going through this. This person says you need to distance your daughter from this loser at all costs. She's only 15, so I suggest keeping her extremely busy where she never has time to see him.
This is such an extreme take, and I'm not saying you have to do this, but I would honestly dabble in potentially chatting with the school and figuring out if there's a way to host like a chat or something.
I don't know if it's an extreme take.
You don't think so? Like I'm picturing in my mind like an assembly of like somebody going, a domestic violence relationship survivor or something along those lines.
I remember we used to have guest speakers come to the school and talk specifically on that. I think that's a great idea. Who is this? Hey, good morning, guys. I understand his parents are the polar opposite of this mom, but her not bringing this to the boyfriend's parents' attention is not right. I would be knocking on the kid's door so fast and demanding he stay away from my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck says, I'm assuming there isn't a father in the picture because that kid would be buried in my backyard if this was my daughter. 6 feet.
6 feet. This person says, this is hard because she's at an age where they want to rebel, which is what we talked about. I think that you can really only be a support until she opens her eyes. Also, get her into therapy to realize on her own. Also, limit their time together.
And this is the disadvantage Sue Ann has, is it's just coming from her. So it's a lot easier for her 15-year-old daughter to just be closed off about it. Yeah, I hear you, Mom. Yeah, whatever.
This is interesting. I'm 21, and I cannot thank my parents more for saving me from scary situations that I put myself in. Therapists, or ripping off the Band-Aid and forcing the breakup. Either way, it needs to end.
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. A speaker for an assembly would work well, as October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Also, I think schools should have an anonymous tip line to report things such as this.
If they don't already.
If they should, or yeah, if they do, that I don't know. But Mom, call it in.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Let me go over to Clarissa real quick. Thank you guys for all the messages here this morning. I know Sue Ann appreciates it. If they are deeply religious, they might react if you tell them their son is having sex with your daughter. They'll blame your daughter. They won't give an F about the abuse, but they'll definitely put a stop to him seeing her.
Oh.
I mean, that's, yeah.
That is true.
But we don't know that for a fact.
We don't.
I see where you're coming from, Clarissa, of course. It's an option. If you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential this morning, Sue Ann wrote in somewhat of a heavy message this morning. She believes her 15-year-old daughter is in an abusive relationship.
One more text suggestion here. This person says, I'm so sorry about this. Check out Gracious Dance. They offer survivor classes and groups that involve dance, movement therapy, and yoga. This woman is great, a great resource for young girls who have experienced this type of situation and or trauma.
There you go. So, Suanne, if you're listening, Gracious,
that's local. Dance. Gracious Dance, yep.
That's okay, local. I've never heard of them. That's a great resource. Let me go over to Ashley. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Please give this mom my contact info if she needs to speak to someone. As an adult who had an abusive boyfriend, I started dating at 15. Please, please, please look out for her and do what you can to get them apart. Maybe go to therapy with her or reach out, like the last person said, to DV Resources to talk with her. Would love to chat with her if she is willing. Thank you.
I think we have a lot of really good suggestions. Sometimes we do this and we don't have that many, or we feel stuck. I don't feel like this is one of them. I feel like there was a lot of really great suggestions. So for Sue Ann, for her daughter, there's a lot of things you can do, and I wish you all of the best.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me, 1 second here. Katie just texted in, and it's same. She was in the same shoes as Sue Ann's daughter, real quick, and then I'll wrap this up. But Katie says, I had a kid with a guy that abused me throughout my teen years, and I wish my mom would have pulled me aside and told me I wasn't allowed to be with him anymore. I wish she would have took proper parental course in the manner. Ended up pregnant at 17, 5 years after meeting him, and then 5 years of manipulation, grooming, and abuse later, I was a shell of a person. I finally escaped him before I turned 22.
Wow. It's a whole life.
Thank you, Katie, for sharing that. That's not, wow.
That's
all right, Sue Ann, I'll get to some of the messages we weren't able to get around to. I'll send those over to you. But thank you guys so much. I know this is a relatable topic, and it's important to talk to your teenagers about the relationships and what they may be going through.
Because
there's a lot of toxic relationships out there.
And don't be afraid to have those conversations.
There's a lot of young kids love bombing one another.
Right.
Because they don't know any better. So, yeah, have like Breezy said, have those open conversations with your teens. All right. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY, and we'll check in on our girl Sue Ann. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
For literally months, Moose and I have been talking about how I need to do a taste test sample, try for the first time a McDonald's burger.
Big Mac.
Big Mac.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I've never had one before. Let's do it. Let's make a whole thing about it. Let's do a whole break. We're not doing that anytime soon because McDonald's actually shared with us this morning, early this morning, that the CDC is involved in a said E. coli breakout that was linked to the McDonald's Quarter Pounder burgers. This has left 10 hospitalizations and one death in America. The agency said that 49 cases have been reported within 10 states between the dates of September 27th and October 11th. with most illnesses in Colorado and Nebraska.
Yeah, so
those are where people are the most sick, reported by the CDC.
Colorado and Nebraska.
Colorado and Nebraska, yeah. One of the patients developed a really serious condition that led it to kidney failure. And then an older adult in Colorado actually passed away from this. So their shares have dropped about 7% due to, you know, obviously this big E. coli breakout. And they're working swiftly to try and combat this E. coli breakout in all of the states that it's affected by, but specifically Colorado and Nebraska. It's an ongoing investigation, says the company, but they say that it probably is linked to the onions.
The E. coli is linked to the onions. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Guys, that are used in the quarter pounder.
Yeah, it's no joke, guys. You get an E. coli infection, I mean, you're talking stomach cramps, vomiting. Most people will come down with a severe fever that lasts for days. You become dehydrated. There's kidney failure that's involved.
A lot of this is out west, like Midwest. There's nothing really on the East Coast. I'm looking at the map right now on the CDC's website. But nevertheless, just be mindful, be aware. When it comes to breakouts, recalls, things like that, you just got to be super, super aware.
So as of now, quarter pounders will not be available temporarily in some states. Mm-hmm. Don't know if that affects us here in the 585. Probably not.
I'm going to say no based on the map that I'm looking at. There's nothing on the East Coast side that was affected. Yeah. But just be cautious.
You know, please. I'm not one to take a gamble. I'm not one to roll the dice in a situation like this.
No thanks.
I have plans this weekend. Coming up on the show, how many of you are uncomfortable with allowing your partner to get a massage from the opposite sex? I'm going to share with you why this is about to break up a 3-year relationship between my buddy and his girlfriend. Coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I'm assuming it's a red flag if your significant other flips out on you for getting a massage from the opposite sex.
Yeah, I would think so too.
And we've spoken about my buddy Chris on this show, yes?
Yes.
Numerous times. We've got him on with us. Well, he got into it last night with his girlfriend because while she was out of town, he booked a 1-hour massage appointment at Massage Envy, because the masseuse happened to be female.
Okay.
And she went crazy on him. And he goes,
that's not good.
He goes, first off, she was my mom's age. And second, what difference does it make? I've had a knot in my back for the last month. He said that he's been asking her if she can help with it. She refuses. She goes, no, that's playing with fire. If you get a massage, it has to be from a man. And he said, no, I'm not comfortable with a man rubbing me down. And she says, well, I'm not comfortable with another woman touching you. I'm like, oh my God. I said, Chris, how long is this going to take? It's been 3 years.
Right.
The relationship's toxic. How many more? I said,
you know
what?
Episodes are we going to run into?
I said, you know what? It's content for me, but you're miserable.
Right.
At what cost?
At what cost, Chris? You got to figure it out at some point. This relationship has gone on 3 years too long. Period.
You know, when I used to go to brunch with them, it was so uncomfortable because
they're just arguing.
They wouldn't look at each other
over a stack of flapjacks.
They would purposely sit next to each other at the table instead of across from one another, so they didn't have to look at each other. Does my buddy's girlfriend have a right to feel this way? 585-252-9800. Would you allow your significant other to get a massage by the opposite sex? Yes or no? This is not a trick question. I was blown away when I heard this story. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It's insane.
What now? What now?
It's like, insane.
Absolutely ridiculous. And I've had massages from men and women. I prefer a woman.
Yeah, same.
I couldn't imagine being with someone who would actually have a problem with that.
I've had massages from both as well. And it's like, we're just here doing exchange of service. Like, why are you making it sexual? Why are you making it weird?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not supposed to. I'm just trying to get this knot out.
I'm just trying to make sure my health is on the up and up.
Yes, have I had massages from people who are in Skecher shape-ups and people who are in high heels? Yes, but that wasn't planned.
Oh, God.
Crystal says, Moose, tell your buddy he has to run away. I can't imagine anyone run away having to be with someone that insecure. It's so gross and sad to think about. Yikers.
Yeah, it's not great.
Let me get to some calls. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Carissa. Hi.
Hey, Carissa.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I can understand where your friend's girlfriend is coming from, because I refuse to let my fiancé have a female doctor. And if you're in a relationship,
Carissa, stop. Why? Tell us why.
Well, I mean, if you're in a relationship, or especially if you're married or engaged, there is absolutely no reason to be getting touched by another woman, whether it is a doctor. Yes.
I'm.
So, okay, Carissa, let me riddle you this one. He's bleeding out on the sidewalk. There's no doctors around but a female doctor. She's not allowed to save him?
No, I'm not talking about an emergency situation. I'm talking about just, like, day-to-day. There's no reason.
Physician, why, though? Like, break this down for me. I'm very interested to hear from another woman on why you feel this way.
Women know this, too. I mean, I told my fiancé there are 100 male doctors in Rochester. You can find one good doctor or masseuse or trainer at the gym who is not a woman. And he claims he doesn't want to because he's been going to his female doctor for the last 10 years and she has all of his medical records.
So. Right.
That probably makes sense. Sure.
Carissa, I want to shoot it to you straight. You reek of insecurity.
I could care less if people call me like insecure or immature or jealous. I mean, he huffed and puffed, but trust me, he got another doctor and all these.
I'm sure he got sick and tired and fed up of having to hear you nag him about having a female doctor. How insecure though can you be, Carissa? Does it does it matter if he's getting a rectal exam from a female doctor or just a doctor in general?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see another way out of this. I feel like all these stupid women get cheated on, and it's because they trust their man in these situations with a person of the opposite sex.
Did your man cheat on you?
No, he hasn't, because he doesn't see a female doctor. Mm. So,
how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 5 years.
A long time. And you're not married, but you said that's your fiancé?
Yes.
I see. And he's totally... I know you said he's huffed and puffed, but you honestly see nothing wrong with this. Like, it's a control thing. You have no insecurities about any of this.
No, not at all. As long as he is cooperating with what I need to feel comfortable, then we're both on the same page.
That's the thing, Carissa. I think a lot of people are asking the same question here, is why do you need that to feel comfortable?
And what are you doing to make him feel comfortable? Because clearly you're ripping away his safety blanket of a PCP.
I don't know.
Let me say this. Finding a new doctor is no easy feat, okay? Especially one you've been going to and that you trust for so long. Like, I can't believe you made him do that just because she was a woman. How unfeminist of you.
I'm just blown away.
Well, you know what? I can already bet you that your friend or whoever you were talking about before who went to the female massage therapist either cheated or at least thought about it. So
I can't answer that. Listen, here's the thing. What about a dentist? What if he has a female dentist? Is that also no?
Yeah, no, we're definitely on the same page about this. Any physician that's female, no.
You're weird. So, respectfully, of course.
So, okay, I'm just blown away. I've never heard about this. If you're just joining us, Carissa, is it?
Yes.
Carissa, you refuse to allow your fiancé to have a female doctor.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Tracks. Okay. Well, listen, I wish you all the best with your marriage. I hope it lasts long. But I also encourage you to think about what makes him comfortable.
Okay. When I'm comfortable, he's comfortable. And he knows that. We all know that. Women know that.
We all know that. Okay.
All right.
That's something we all know. That's something we collectively all know as a group.
All right. Anybody listening agree with the page Carissa's on? Are we all on different chapters right now?
I'm somewhere in a different library, to be honest. I'm not even in the county.
All right, Carissa, good. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, my Lord. I've never heard of anything like that in my life. How? How can a relationship like that possibly last? You know he's miserable, right?
I'm shook.
This guy's at the strip club every other week.
Mm-hmm. She said no female physicians. She didn't say no female strippers.
All right, let me get to some of your texts real quick. I got, who's this? Darren's here. I thought my girlfriend was bad. She makes me check in with her every hour on the hour.
Oh, dear.
Of where I'm at and what I'm doing. This woman is nuts. Well, that's your fault, Darren. Let me go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Hi.
So are you on board with Carissa?
Absolutely not. I think that that's friggin' ridiculous.
Oh, Erica.
I don't know if I'm just a rare breed, maybe, but I'm so not jealous. I'm not the jealous type, but I think that that just screams insecurity. And I think that if you're in a relationship, trust is huge. And if you say you can't go see a female doctor or whatever.
Right, right.
That's just, I mean, there's no trust there. How are you going to be with somebody? I think it's crazy.
I don't know. I'm blown away by that.
I don't understand. Yeah, she's definitely been burned in the past, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that can explain it, is that she's been burned in the past, and that's why she's like that now. But I don't know. I just, if my man wants to go get a massage, I don't care if it's a monkey that does it.
Gee, chimp crazy.
Well, whatever you're into, I guess, Erica. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. All right, let me get to one more text. Hi, guys. Female physician here texting in. Can someone tell that girl with the low IQ who just called in that most doctors don't find patients irresistible while discussing their intestinal distress? Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. 73 for the high today. We will see sun. I want everybody in the room right now to give a round of applause to our last caller, Carissa, for being ranked as the number
craziest
one
caller we've ever had.
Number one insecure woman in Rochester, New York.
Mm-hmm. What a title to have.
There's
what a title to hold.
There's a thief in this very building at Odyssey Rochester, and yes, I'm pissed, but I will 100% get to the bottom of this. I try, and you know, I try so, so hard to put my trust in the people, mm-hmm. And time again, they continue to show me why I should stop. If by now you haven't been able to figure it out, I'm somewhat of a type A personality, which means I'm very organized. I have total control of my surroundings and my environment. So when I was a kid, I can walk into my bedroom and I can tell in a split second if somebody was in my room. Okay, I know where everything is. There's a place for everything. I don't lose things. I'm the type of guy, I've never lost my car keys. I've never lost my wallet. And I know where everything is at all times. And you see these people, they come home, they start taking articles of clothing off. Mm-hmm. The wallet is thrown on a random table. Keys end up in the microwave. It's no way to live. I can't do that.
Panicking.
No. My keys and wallet go in the same drawer every single day, right next to the silverware. Anyways, when I come to work, my keys and my wallet go in my backpack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I leave my backpack on my desk upstairs. Nobody is here in the morning. And I, for the most part, trust people, especially the ones I work with, except for the people who work on the country station down the hall. So yesterday, I grab my backpack, my wallet, my keys. I do a quick check, and lo and behold, my debit card is gone. It's missing. Why?
Dun, dun, dun.
I know I'm not crazy, because I know what you guys are going to ask, too. Did you leave it at the bar?
Yeah.
Is it in your car? No, none of the above. None of the above. So now I'm trying to figure out.
How can you be so sure, though? Where was the last place you had it? Where was the last transaction?
It was in my wallet the night before, like right before I left home. Okay.
You know that for certain?
I'm positive. Yes. I don't lose things. See, I have a place for my license, my gift cards, my credit card, and my debit card. I know when something is missing. What the hell happened?
This is a call for Nancy Drew.
So I'm thinking back, who's upstairs during that time? Who's walking around the building? We're here. Spizzano's here. Our guys at CMF who are on the air. Hannah, our intern, who likes to go upstairs to get coffee.
That is tea.
I don't know you that well. So I'm not accusing you. I'm not pointing fingers. But you are a poor college student.
Here she comes.
Listen, I wasn't even here. I didn't even go upstairs yesterday.
Or was this Monday?
I still didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Look convincing.
Look me in the eyes and say it without smiling.
I didn't do it.
Look at the big smirk on her face.
I didn't do it. I know. I'm too lazy to go upstairs, so you know it's not me.
So I walk into the GM's office. So this took place, what are we in, Wednesday? Okay, so this went missing Monday, I noticed right after the show. Yesterday, I go into the GM's office. I said, Sue, we have a thief in the building. I want you to call the police or file a report. She goes, oh, back up. I said, somebody took my debit card. They went into my backpack, took my wallet, opened up my wallet, took my debit card. She goes, are you sure? I said, I'm pretty sure. I said, I don't lose things. I said, you know how I am. Everything has a place. I said, now everything comes into the studio with me. I don't leave anything upstairs anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Because somebody just ruined it. Do you know what a pain in the ass it is to lose a debit card?
Oh, I mean, I just had to get a new one last week.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want to keep the same card? I was like, yeah, same card number. Doesn't matter. You still have to update the expiration date.
Everything.
CVV. Like, it's too much.
So now, luckily, these apps today, you have the option to just close out the card. I went in, nothing's missing. But I was so distraught on Monday because I couldn't wrap my head around how this happened.
Yeah.
I already got my window bashed in last month. I already felt violated from that. But nobody's here. I said, how? I said, listen, I can't point the finger at anyone. I can only assume who I think maybe could have done it. But even then, I feel guilty doing that. So now I'm just left with, I can't prove it. What am I going to do? I told GM, I told our boss.
What did he say?
He found out from our GM, and then I broke down the details to him yesterday. He goes, do you think intern Hannah did it? I said, I don't think she's that person, but I don't know. Now that I asked her, she can't look me in the eyes without that smirk on her face.
Interesting.
I would never accuse you, Hannah. But then again, like I said, I don't know you. So anyways.
He goes, I would never accuse you, but you definitely did it.
I was just so pissed because they got to reissue me a new card.
Yeah, that's super annoying.
It shows up in 5 to 7 business days. And now I have everything attached to that card. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a pain in the ass. And so I'm just trying to figure out now how to get to the bottom of this because, yes, I can't prove it yet. But I even backtracked. I went home. Before I said anything to anybody, I looked in the cabinets. I'm like, what am I doing? It's not here. I know for a fact it's not here. You know?
Well, this is a tough scene. I don't know where we go from here. I think I should turn into Breezy Drew and start maybe doing interrogations in the brand new conference room. Turn the lights down low, get one flashlight on my iPhone.
I would like that.
Start asking questions. Start asking the hard-hitting questions.
No.
You know what? Listen.
I'll do the bad cop, good cop. We'll do the interrogations in the conference room. Who do you want to play?
Bad cop.
All right, I'll play.
Always. Also, there's another intern here.
Jackie. Was she here? Was she here on Monday? All right. She's coming in later today, right? I got to ask her some questions. Nothing is more annoying than when you find your... And first of all, no, I had a credit card in there, license, no cash. I don't really carry cash around with me.
Right.
But nothing else was missing. It's just the one debit card I knew was missing as soon as I opened my wallet. And I'm like, what? Who could have done this? Who comes in and out of the building? Empty upstairs.
To be honest, I'm glad you're not leaving your stuff up there. There's really no point for you to go up there whatsoever. So why go up there?
Why go upstairs?
Leave your stuff unattended.
I know. And here's
the thing. I've never done that. I never will do that. I'm so good.
Last month, we had electricians in and out of the building.
We had painters.
We had construction workers. And I left all my stuff right there on my desk. I don't know. I had no issues. But all of a sudden, now this is a problem. So I'll keep you guys posted on how we're going to handle this situation. But good cop, bad cop, it's coming out. I'll tell you that right now.
Breezy Drew.
And I swear to God, Hannah, if this circles back to you, if the evidence circles back around to you, your internship, you're done with. You will never work at this place.
I need her for videos and stuff.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's National School Bus Safety Week. And because of that, the Rochester City Council voted unanimously yesterday to enter an agreement with Bus Patrol. That's the provider of school bus safety camera services. And what they're going to do is start installing stop arm cameras on school buses to crack down on people who don't stop at school buses. And you know who you are.
Not only are they not stopping, they're passing, they're drag racing. It's like, what are we doing here?
They're drifting, they're doing all of the above. And according to the
Tokyo
state,
drift.
So an estimated 50,000 vehicles illegally pass school buses in New York every day. Every single day. Really, what we should be doing is looking out for the kids. Bus Patrol is installed over 11,000 school buses across New York State. So the guy that had... basically runs a program, says the goal is to get students on and off the bus safely. Well, isn't that always been the goal?
Yes.
And to hold the reckless drivers accountable, buses will be able to catch drivers in the act when they pass a school bus while the stop arm is out. And New York legalized these all the way back in 2019. But now the city of Rochester has established a local law to use them to charge penalties. So the cameras they're not going to do facial recognition, but the tickets are going to go to the registered owner of the vehicle, and they're going to function more or less pretty much like a parking ticket. So the fines for being caught illegally passing a school bus is $250 for the first violation, pretty generous, $275 for the second violation, $300 for a third violation, and then an additional $25 fee if you don't respond to the fine. But I will say this, statistically, over 90% of people who get one violation in the mail from bus patrol programs, they do not repeat the offense. So that's a good thing. They're usually one and done. Watch out for buses and kids, you guys, you know?
Please.
Let's do our part.
It's literally the least you can do, honestly.
I know. At high school, that's how my buddy failed his road test. He drifted right through the stop sign of a school bus.
We'll just pass through this.
Yeah. She's like, you failed. He's like, wait, we just started. He's like, no, you're done. You can pull over.
Coming up
on the show, it's everyone's favorite segment on PXY Mornings. It's There I Said It. People were unhinged yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are weighing in with their unpopular opinions, and you can too. If you suspect your significant other is cheating, call them out, because that was the trend on the show yesterday, and we loved it. 585-252-9800. We'll get to all your messages coming up next.
Clear the air. Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I Said It. On the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
You guys want to win $5,000? Well, it's pretty easy. All you got to do is download that free Odyssey app, listen to Breezy and I on PXY Mornings or 98 PXY for 1 hour each day, and you'll be automatically entered into this national contest. You got to get that money.
You got to get that money. Why wouldn't you get paid for doing something you already do?
Well said, Breezy. Let's take it to the phones here and text line 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're going to get to all your unpopular opinions. People were just off the rails yesterday.
They were really going for it. And I was like, is everyone okay? Does everyone need to talk to someone?
A lot of happy homes were in turmoil yesterday. People were calling out their significant others.
Mm-hmm.
You better not come home. I know you cheated.
That's so tough.
I would love some more of that today.
Bring that energy.
Victoria's here. She said, I could use a hug today, you guys. I'm having a really tough start to the day. We should all hug one another more. There, I said it. All right, let's all give Victoria a virtual hug today. Can we do that?
Victoria.
How'd that feel? You feel better, Vicky?
Love that for you.
We're sending you positive vibes. Thanks for texting in.
Oh, wow. This is crazy, but let's send it, shall we? I really wish that the size of my boobs and my butt did not determine my worth to somebody. I feel like nowadays it's so hard to find a form of a genuine connection with somebody because all they're looking for is what's on the outside. I feel like if you don't have either of those things, you are nothing to society. There, I said it.
That is so not true.
Getting very deep this morning.
That is not true. Send us your stats.
Boost is like, that's not true. You need to have boobs, butt, and painted toes.
I don't. You know what? I used to be that guy. I was all about boobs. I don't care anymore. I like a nice butt, you know?
Yeah.
That's all.
Love it. Meg's here.
What's up, Meg?
Meg's here. She said, nobody wants to watch your entire concert from your Snapchat. Please, for the love of God, just enjoy the show. There, I said it. It's so true. I mean, everyone's like, we talked about this. I went to a concert over
last weekend,
the summer, and that girl was FaceTiming her mom. I'm like, what is going on here?
All right.
What are we doing?
Holly says, marriage isn't necessary for a fulfilling life. I'm sorry. And if you're not married, then don't do it. There, I said it.
Holly, what's going on?
I feel like there's more to this story.
I feel like that's true.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm looking forward to marriage. I know you are, too. You're moving in with your girl in a couple months?
2 months. Moving to Fairport.
This is huge. You're going to be a Fairport girl.
I know.
No more Park Avies.
I know.
No more half pints.
I'm so sad. I mean, I can still go to half pint, but yeah.
No more late nights at Dragonfly.
Ew. No, I'm so good. No, I know. It's definitely, I think mine for today is this. I feel like relationships take work and effort. And if you're not willing to put that work or effort in, you shouldn't be in a relationship. There, I said it. I've learned a lot over the years, and I just feel like that's what I've taken away from all these relationships that I've been in.
It's very profound.
Some people aren't ready.
No, of course.
Or don't want
to. Right.
And that's fine.
Depends on where you're at in your life. I think some of my favorite conversations on this new season of Love is Blind is when these idiots have to meet the parents and they try telling parents like what marriage is all about. And they've all been married 40 years and they're like, well, when you're married, you know, there's compromise involved.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not moving.
Marriage takes work. Yeah, you're so right, Trevor. It does. Here's mine for today. Can we please all stop with the banning of plastic straws? I want to believe that it's going to save the planet. I really do. But it's not. There, I said it. And you know what happened? We saw one viral video with a straw stuck up a sea turtle's nose. And it was heartbreaking. But I looked it up and the odds of that ever happening again are very, very slim. But anything is possible. So what I'm saying is I suggest that anytime you use a straw, do what I do. Cut it up in tiny little pieces.
I know you do that.
Before you throw it out in the garbage can so it doesn't get stuck up a sea manatee's ass.
Okay?
Do your part.
I do that with the cola can, like little holder things, the plastic holders that keep the six pack together.
Nobody sells those anymore.
It. Oh, I mean, I bartended for years. I had to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now you can't buy those anymore.
No, you. I mean, I did it over the summer.
Those are illegal.
No, they're not.
They don't sell those anymore.
Yes, they do. They fully do.
I mean,
for the amount of time you spend at Wegmans, you should know that
they're
there.
Yeah, they're definitely not at Wegmans.
Yes, they are.
No way. They don't. Those are illegal.
No, they aren't. I literally just used them last month.
Doesn't mean they came from Wegmans. Maybe you got them at wholesale.
I bought them.
No, I don't believe you.
Oh,
not for
God.
A second. No, no.
You're an idiot.
Andrea says, if you allow your woman to tell you that you're not allowed to have a female doctor because she's insecure,
oh my God,
then you're a weak man. Stand up for yourself. There, I said it. We all know what she's talking about.
We do know what she's talking about. If you missed it, I'll put it on the pods as soon as I can. But yeah, reeking of insecurity. It's really not good. It's really not good.
Yeah, you
Hannah,
guys.
Do you have a there I said it for
oh,
today?
Oh, yeah, jump on the mic. Hannah Banana.
I feel really passionately about this one. I do not want to follow the Instagram that you made for your pet.
Hannah.
Oh, that's a good one.
There I said it.
There I said it.
Why, Hannah?
I don't like it when people post as if they are the pet.
Oh, right, sure.
It's really cringy, and it makes me upset.
Are you a dog person or a cat person?
I'm a dog person for sure.
All day long.
So here's the thing. My friend has an Instagram for her dog, and her dog literally has brand deals.
Yeah.
Has a brand deal with Bissell, has a brand deal with...
PetSmart, you know.
Yeah.
All of them. All right. Just so you guys know, Hannah is 21, college student, single, and ready to mingle. Let's go over to our girl Jillian, who says, you guys, my sister actually carries Hidden Valley Ranch dressing in her purse with her wherever she goes. And it's so embarrassing. There, I said it.
This person says,
it's so gross. I'm sorry. If you like ranch, that's disgusting. But if you like Hidden Valley Ranch, that doesn't need to be refrigerated for months on end, you got issues.
I used to carry hot sauce in my bag.
That checks.
In high school. This person says, Hannah coming in savage off the gate. We love the vibes. And then this person says, yes, Moose, the plastic holders are still a thing. I buy Sprite Zero weekly. Not the Sprite
Zero.
Look at
that. How have you guys shopping? I haven't seen these in years. Years. And we're worried about plastic straws. I'm sick of it. Let me go to Tim before we wrap up. If your credit score is below 500, stop embarrassing yourself in car dealerships. There, I said it. I'm here to buy a car. Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Time to get after it. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Welcome to the show, you guys. Looking at a high of 73 today with sun. We will take that for the 23rd of October. When your social battery is drained, it's probably better to stay home. Well, not in your case.
I know.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I was in this situation, and I feel like the older we get, the more we no longer experience as much as we do FOMO. As it is JOMO, the joy of missing out. You know what I mean?
Huge JOMO guy.
Big JOMO guy. Huge. And last night, I had our monthly bunko that I do with my girlfriends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who's hosting?
It was down in Canandaigua. And it was a spooky bunko night, Halloween themed, all of the good vibes.
All the things.
And you know what? It's fun. Bunko is very fun. It's a little far for me just because I live up here and they're always doing it in Canandaigua, but...
Is the person hosting Bunko in charge of getting all the snacks, the food, the drinks, all that?
The prizes, because we all win prizes.
Oh, and prizes.
And I felt so, so ill yesterday because I got my flu shot and my COVID shot on Monday when I went to the doctor. And you know, when you get those vaccines, which you should be getting to protect yourself from getting deathly ill this winter... is you feel a little bit down bad.
It's draining.
So
it basically you have the flu for 24 hours.
Right. A little bit. And I got home yesterday. I felt like garbage and I went to bed and then I woke up around like 5 and I was like, you know, I should probably get up. I slept all day, which made me annoyed because it was such a nice day out. But I was thinking to myself, like, should I just skip it? Because I don't really have it in me. I'm not going to bring the appropriate vibes to the gathering.
No.
You know me. I'm all about vibes. I'm all about people who have good energy, who have good auras. And I know for a fact that I wasn't going to be my chipper,
right,
outgoing, bubbly, fun self.
Yeah. And now, listen, I've made this mistake myself, but I did it around a group of people I didn't know. I didn't want to be.
Bad first impression.
I was having a bad day. I didn't want to be there. I didn't feel great. I showed up anyways because I want to be a team player.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get like, you know, people have an image of you in their head.
Correct.
Like, oh, he's not really as funny in person.
Right.
He just seemed really down. Is he depressed? I don't want to deal with.
They just start sending you BetterHelp codes. It's like.
And I told myself, never again am I going to try and push through. it's not worth it. I don't want to deal with all of that afterwards. And people got a lot to say when you're not yourself.
Right.
And they think they know you.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not putting myself in that position again. You should have just stayed home.
I think there's a hard shift that happens because for the majority of my life, I'm 30 years old now. It's been push through, push through, push through, push through. You have obligations. You made plans, you know, for Bunko specifically. It's all about numbers, like about who's coming. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, if I bail last minute, it's going to screw up everyone's numbers.
That's a game night. You're not hosting an event.
I know, but with the way it's set up, you need to have a specific amount of people to actually play the game.
Right. Okay. So basically, you would have ruined everybody's night.
But I would have thrown things off. Right. So I was thinking to myself, like, oh, I'll just push through. But then I got there and I felt like garbage. And I'm like, I think there's a shift when you reach 30 that you hit a wall and you're kind of like, if I'm not into it, I'm not into it. And I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. And for a very long time in my life, I was doing things I didn't want to do just because out of principle.
Finally, you're finally getting it. You're starting to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting older, Breezy. That's what it's about. Finally, you get to an age where you don't have to do anything you don't feel like doing, and you don't owe anybody an explanation.
Period.
People will ask you, well, why aren't you coming? It's not in me.
I don't have it
in
me.
The battery's low. I got to recharge.
100%. And I think that that is a valid excuse. It's just hard when you've set a precedent for so long in your life that you're always the one that shows up, and then you don't show up. It's jarring and it's shocking for all.
Sure.
But I think it was just an important eye-opening realization. And it's not that I regret going. I just should have listened to my body and listened to how I was feeling.
And another thing, too, when you did go there, how many people were like, what's wrong?
Well, I mean, I kind of said, like, hey, I'm not feeling great. I got my flu shot. I'm just not into it.
All right.
And I shouldn't be here. You know what I mean?
No, you shouldn't have been there. You should have been rotting in bed like you typically do Monday through Friday.
I know. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. I'm assuming it's a red flag if your significant other flips out on you for getting a massage from the opposite sex.
150%.
Right? And earlier in the show, we were talking about my buddy Chris. I had brought this up. He's been on the show multiple times. Well, he got into it last night with his girlfriend because while she was out of town, he booked a one-hour massage appointment at Massage Envy. And because the masseuse was female, she went crazy on his ass. He goes, first off, she was my mother's age. And second off, what difference does it make? Because he says, I've had a knot in my back for God knows how long. She won't help me out with it. So, you know, she says you're playing with fire. But if you get a massage, it has to be with a man, she says. He said, well, I'm not comfortable with a man rubbing me down. And she says, well, I'm not comfortable with another woman touching you. You want to talk about being insecure? 585-252-9800. Does my buddy's girlfriend have a right to feel this way? Would you allow your significant other to get a massage from the opposite sex, yes or no? And this is not a trick question. So while we're discussing this from earlier, we get a call from a woman by the name of Carissa. And Carissa had this to say, which just blew the lid off of everything this morning. Take a listen to this call. Hello, PXY.
Hi, I'm Carissa. Hi.
Hey, Carissa.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I can understand where your friend's girlfriend is coming from because I refuse to let my fiance have a female doctor. And if you're in a relationship,
Carissa, stop. Why? Tell us why.
Well, I mean, if you're in a relationship or especially if you're married or engaged, there is absolutely no reason to be getting touched by another woman, whether it is a doctor? Yes.
Carissa,
let me riddle you this one. He's bleeding out on the sidewalk. There's no doctors around but a female doctor. She's not allowed to save him?
No, I'm not talking about an emergency situation. I'm talking about just like day to day. There's no reason.
Physician, why though? Like, break this down for me. I'm very interested to hear from another woman on why you feel this way.
Women know this too. I mean, I told my fiance there are 100 male doctors in Rochester. You can find one good doctor or masseuse or trainer at the gym who is not a woman. And he claims he doesn't want to because he's been going to his female doctor for the last 10 years and she has all of his medical records.
So. Right.
That probably makes sense. Sure.
Carissa, I want to shoot it to you straight. You reek of insecurity. Like, are you...
I could care less if people call me, like, insecure or immature or jealous. I mean, he huffed and puffed, but trust me, he got another doctor and all these...
I'm sure he got sick and tired and fed up of having to hear you nag him
right.
about having a female doctor. What? How insecure, though, can you be, Carissa? Does it like, does it matter if he's getting a rectal exam from a female doctor? Or just a doctor in general.
Mm-hmm. I don't see another way out of this. I feel like all these stupid women get cheated on, and it's because they trust their man in these situations with a person of the opposite sex.
Did your man cheat on you?
No, he hasn't because he doesn't see a female doctor. Mm. So,
how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 5 years.
A long time. And you're not married, but you said that's your fiancé?
Yes.
I see. And he's totally, like, I know you said he's huffed and puffed, but you honestly see nothing wrong with this. Like, it's a control thing. You have no insecurities about any of this.
No, not at all. As long as he is cooperating with what I need to feel comfortable, then
we're both
on the same page.
Well, that's the thing, Carissa. I think a lot of people are asking the same question here, is why do you need that to feel comfortable?
And what are you doing to make him feel comfortable? Because clearly you're ripping away his safety blanket of a PCP.
I don't know.
Let me say this. Finding a new doctor is no easy feat, okay? Especially one you've been going to and that you trust for so long. Like, I can't believe you made him do that just because she was a woman. How unfeminist of you.
I'm just blown away.
Well, you know what? I can already bet you that your friend or whoever you were talking about before who went to the female massage therapist either cheated or at least thought about it. So
I can't answer that. Listen, here's the thing. What about a dentist? What if he has a female dentist? Is that also no?
Yeah, no, we're definitely on the same page about this. Any physician that's female, no.
You're weird, respectfully, of course.
So, okay, I'm just blown away. I've never heard about this. If you're just joining us, Carissa, is it?
Yes.
Carissa, you refuse to allow your fiancé to have a female doctor.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Tracks. Okay. Well, listen, I wish you all the best with your marriage. I hope it lasts long. But I also encourage you to think about what makes him comfortable.
Okay. When I'm comfortable, he's comfortable. And he knows that. We all know that. Women know that.
We all know that. Okay.
All right.
That's something we all know. That's something we collectively all know as a group.
All right. Anybody listening agree with the page Carissa is on? Or are we all on different chapters right now?
I'm somewhere in a different library, to be honest. I'm not even in the county.
All right, Carissa, good. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, my Lord. I've never heard of anything like that in my life. How? How can a relationship like that possibly last? You know he's miserable, right?
I'm shook.
This guy's at the strip club every other week.
Mm-hmm. She said no female physicians. She didn't say no female strippers.
All right, let me get to some of your texts real quick. Darren, Darren says, I thought my girlfriend was bad. She makes me check in with her every hour on the hour of where I'm at and what I'm doing. But this woman is nuts.
Come on.
That's your fault, Darren.
Come on, Darren.
What are we doing here? I don't know.
Blink twice, Darren. Blink twice.
What is something women do or say that screams, I'm very insecure? Anyone? It's not a rhetorical question.
I mean, in the sense of like this. No, you can't interact with any females whatsoever.
Yeah, I know. PXY, who's this?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Hi.
So are you on board with Carissa?
Absolutely not. I think that that's friggin' ridiculous.
Oh, Erica.
I don't know if I'm just a rare breed, maybe, but I'm so not jealous. I'm not the jealous type, but I think that that just screams insecurity. And I think that if you're in a relationship, trust is huge. And if you say you can't go see a female doctor or whatever,
right,
that's just, I mean, there's no trust there. How are you going to be with somebody? I think it's crazy.
I don't know. I'm blown away by that.
I don't understand. Yeah, she's definitely been burned in the past, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that can explain it, is that she's been burned in the past, and that's why she's like that now. But I don't know. If my man wants to go get a massage, I don't care if it's a monkey that does
it. Gee, chimp crazy.
Well, whatever you're into, I guess, Erica. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. All right, let me get to one more text. Hi, guys. Female physician here texting in. Can someone tell that girl with the low IQ who just called in that most doctors don't find patients irresistible while discussing their intestinal distress? Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 73 for the high today. So Hannah Banana, intern Hannah, is in the studio today. She's 21, she's single, and she's ready to mingle. And I figured, you know what? If there's anything Breezy and I are great at on the show, it's playing matchmaker.
100%. I sure hope so.
Yes, I bet you do. So I figured, you know what? You haven't been on a date in probably a long time. And the dates that you have been on, you don't even know they're taking place.
Yeah, no, I never know that I'm on a date until it's too late.
Right. You want to talk about being out of touch. And then someone popped into my head and I'm like, you remember intern Zach? Hey, Zach, you there, buddy?
Oh! Yes, I am. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Intern Zach, I want you to meet intern Hannah, who's a 21-year-old college student at Nazareth, mm-hmm. And Zach goes to Brockport. Zach, how are you, buddy? Tell Hannah a little bit about yourself.
I'm doing very well. Hannah, how are you? Hope you're doing well with Moose and Breezy. It's always fun to be with them. Like you said, I go to Brockport. I'm into sports a lot, baseball.
Yep.
I'm on the baseball team at Brockport.
Tell her your BMI. Tell her your BMI.
I don't know my BMI off the top of my head.
Okay, no problem. We'll get back to it.
He's in good shape, for sure.
I like to work out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me
too. Easy going.
Yep, Hannah cool. likes to also work out. Zach, if you haven't picked up on this yet, we're trying to play matchmaker with intern Hannah. We thought you guys be a perfect couple. Do you know why, Zach? Because she loves nerds.
This is true. This is true.
He's blushing. Also, you're the only other 21-year-old we know.
That's true. Now, Hannah, your turn. Tell Zach a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Zach. I'm Hannah. I'm from Long Island. I'm a senior at NAS, and I'm a music student. So if you like music, then we should talk about that.
Yeah, that's
true. I do like music.
He loves music. Now, Zach, if you were to take Hannah on a first date, describe your perfect first date.
We've already done this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've done this before.
It was a train wreck, might I add.
Go ahead, Zach.
Oh, no.
We're going to give you a chance to rebuttal.
Yeah, I would say I'd probably take out, nice dinner first. And then,
Okay.
And then, there's here at Brockport, they have an open skate here.
They got open skate at Brockport. That's right.
Open skate. It's a little late at night, though, but if you don't mind, being up a little late, and then
we're young, we can do it.
No glove, no love.
Yeah, true.
Oh my god!
All right, Zach and Hannah, does that all sound nice to you?
That actually sounds really nice. Yeah, I like a date with an activity.
So here's what we're gonna do, Zach, because I know you got class at 10. I'm gonna hurry up here. So what we're gonna do is, instead of you taking Hannah out to dinner, we're gonna set up a beautiful meal in the conference room here at work.
Yes.
Breezy and I are going to play servers and waiters, and we're going to wait hand and foot on you guys during your date. We're going to film the whole thing for content, and we're going to keep an eye on how this first date goes.
100%.
And after it's done, you guys get to decide if you want to see each other again. Zach, are you down?
Absolutely.
Hannah, are you in?
100%.
All right.
She has to say that.
Zach, stay on the line. I'm going to get Hannah all your details. You guys can exchange info and maybe talk a little bit before the big day.
All
right. Sounds good.
All right, Zach. You get three options here. Pizza, grilled cheese, or Thai food. Which one do you want?
I mean, I'm good with either. Pizza's fine.
First date, Zach?
Well, it's sponsored, so yeah, that works. Thanks, Zach. Thanks for picking that one.
Yeah, Zach, stay on the line, buddy. Okay.
Hannah!
I'm so nervous.
Oh, my God.
Don't be nervous. So he's a fox.
Oh, my God. I'm going to prepare note cards of what to talk about.
I would love if you actually did that.
I will.
I actually have cue cards in the back.
He's a good guy. You can tell how pure he is.
He sounds very nice.
The world hasn't destroyed him yet like it has us. You can tell he's not that bitter yet.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen.
So we tried to over the summer. But
we tried, but yeah, there's...
Didn't work out.
So here's what's going to happen. You guys are going to do this staying in the conference room. We're going to all be respectful of one another's space. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to maybe potentially hit it off.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have a date in a conference room. This is great.
Oh, we'll keep you guys updated with more. All right, let me get back to Zach. Zach, are you still there?
I am, yes.
All right, it's just us, man. No one else is listening. Hey, very well done. We got you the date. Hannah's super into you. We showed her your photos. She's ready to go, okay?
I heard her say she's nervous. How do you think I feel?
We know your track record, buddy. Okay,
Zach's panicking. He's hitting the panic button.
Need a boost to your morning. Listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy on your smart device when you ask it to play 98PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.